I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning, sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations. And then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW. And it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show. You and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, house, WPFW has been an unwavering partner in the fight for social justice and the preservation of the culture. Now's the time for you to display your courage and commitment to truly independent press by donating during our winter pledge drive from February 9th through the 22nd. It is with your generous financial support that WPFW, this emancipatory educational media outlet, continues to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you. Good morning. All right, very good. Okay, I'm getting a little echo here. Let's see, turn the speaker off and see if that helps. Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Say something so I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you. If I'm not getting no echo, then we're good.
All right.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. The wind is out there blowing us around. And kind of blew some things around on us today. We got a very abbreviated show because of some, issues with our internet, things like that.
It's the Reader's Digest version of
the Reader's Dead. I like that. but anyhow, welcome to Community Watch and Comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback along with Chip Jones.
Hello.
All right. And most important to you, first of all, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to catch our broadcast today. We do also want to remind you that we are in the midst of our winter drive, pledge drive, that is, and we are asking for your support so that we can take care of issues like this.
That's okay. Exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've been here since 1977, thanks to you folks, on mission, on point, on time, daily, 24 hours a day, except for these disruptions that we have occasionally because of technical issues. It's just like your car, or your toaster, So, but please be generous. Make a contribution to the WPFW. You can do so by calling 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Or 1-800-222-9739. 1-800-222-9739. And Chip, give them that Cash App address.
It's $ WPFWFM. And you can also, this year, you can text. So if you text WPFWFM to 801-801, you can also do it through text this year.
All right. So be generous and... Now, once again, this is Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Make that pledge, for this particular show. Now, this is an abbreviated show, unfortunately, because of these issues. Today, we wanted to ask the question about President Trump saying he wants to take over D.C. And we'd like to hear from you guys out there to get your thoughts about that idea. But we want to hear from the entire DMV, because a move like that will affect the District of Maryland and Virginia. So, and a lot of folks living in those areas formerly lived in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to hear from all y'all, okay? What do you think about this? The idea of Trump taking over, well, the federal government taking over the operations of your nation's capital. All right. 202-588-0893. That's the number to call. Want to get online and get on the call and let's do it. All right, so we have limited time, so we ain't going to yak. We just going to listen. Come on. Good morning. You on PFW.
Good morning, fellas. This is Rick calling from Germany.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for hanging in
there. I just want to say that Trump is going to have a hard enough time sabotaging the federal government. He has no right whatsoever to manage D.C. government. I'm done, fellas.
All right. Yeah, you kind of made a mess of things on that federal level, right? And his rationale for doing this, he's saying that the he wants the city to be cleaned up, get rid of the graffiti, and every city, even the suburbs got graffiti now.
Exactly, exactly.
Please, 202-588-0893. If you'd like to make a comment about President Trump. Saying openly now that he wants the federal government to take over Washington, D.C. All right, let's get to that phone. Good morning, caller. You're on WBFW.
Is this Hello, me? Caller. That's you.
Okay, listen. Man, they had me fired up this morning. 5 minutes to 11, the program cut off. Then we later on, we get some music. I understand what's going on, but I went crazy and I went on the internet and I think I started a riot because you guys went on the air. But anyway, hey, look, you don't understand what this means to us. I mean, man, and look, if we let them take WPFW, what's next? The children? I mean, seriously, what's next? The children, your left arm? But anyway, as far as Trump taking over, it's going to be what it's going to be, but we don't have to lay down. We don't have to bend over. I said, how far are you willing to bend over? That's all I got to say. Brothers, keep doing what you're doing. Thank God for you. And believe me, you're going to see it on the internet, but I don't went off.
Thanks care, for staying guys. With us,
Thank
man.
You. Thank Have a good weekend.
All right. Dude, what's interesting is that Mayor Bowser, a little over a week ago, met with Trump and had a very nice meeting and, came away, with all this Bowser bill.
Right.
Literally came away with the Bowser bill. And now he's saying, yesterday he just said it. Well, she's a nice lady, but she's not doing the job.
Right.
I mean, you talk about a kick in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I know her constituents weren't happy about her stance on the home rule issue. What's that? Sleep with the devil, or get fleas, or something.
Yeah. If you lay with dogs, you wake up with fleas. I mean, the problem with dealing with Trump is that everything with him seems to be on a whim. It's like he'll say one thing and then the next day he'll say the exact opposite. I guess the thing is, you got to figure out where the money is. What was that?
Okay. Bring her on. Joining us is Miyuki Williams, our interim general manager here at WPFW, and out in the cold and trying to keep the station afloat. Thank you, Miyuki, for joining us.
My pleasure, and thank you, guys. Thank you very much to Mike, who is in there. He was scrambling to help get us on air, as is Mo. Thank you, too, for stepping up once we were ready to get on back here to be ready to jump in. And thank the audience who called. And who called and panicked just like we did when we couldn't get on air. We should be able to rebroadcast our Esther show. She tapes her show, so we should be able to put that in the archives. Unfortunately, we can't do anything with this show because it just didn't happen in real time. Right. So 202-588-9739, as Ron stated earlier, thank you so much, Ron, for so eloquently stating why it is that we need these funds. We just had a new internet system installed this past week. We were confident that we were secure and safe, and things happen. And so we have to continue to invest in building whatever firewalls or whatever we need to make sure the station's working. I believe it was our backup system, because we not only have one system for internet, we have a backup system, and that's what kicked in eventually. But we did lose a good part of Esther's show, as well as Community Watch and Comment today. So we were doing very well. You all, as listeners, have been coming through like gangbusters over the air. through the pledge lines, through the web, and we really, really appreciate it. Please don't stop that momentum because we're on a roll. 202-588-9739, as a caller just exclaimed, he was worried, and you don't want to ever be worried like that. And the best way to save away that worry is to make sure that we are strong, and you can do that by calling 202-588-9739. Ron and Chip do a fantastic job of engaging the audience, engaging listeners, and engaging the community to weigh in on things that are going on here and around the world. Please support this station. Please support them.
Thank you, Miyuki. And once again, PFW has been here since 77.
Right.
You know, thanks to all you folks out there. And, you know, we keep it strong and we keep it on point. And look, even in the times that we're in, in fact, this station is so important now because you have to, this will be your megaphone.
Right.
This is your 50,000 watt megaphone, you know, and if it goes away for whatever reason, okay, it'll be a tremendous loss to the community. All right. So I want to thank all you folks that have made pledges during the past, or those who are making pledges in currently, those who are going to make pledges in the future, because the future was, what, 1 minute away? So so make that call. Make a pledge of support.
Yeah, despite the fact you didn't get the full 1 hour of community watching comment, we're still holding the $500 goal set to get to make sure that they do their part to make sure that the station does all right. And again, Ron and Chip are volunteers. They give of their brilliance, of their commitment, of their passion, and they share it with you on a voluntary basis. They were basically on hold, just like we were, waiting for them to come on, waiting for the station to go back on air. They had a strong show plan. They had a strategy in place, and it was all blown to bits because we weren't on air. We're trying to play catch up now. We've got 4 minutes remaining, still $500 to go. If you value the show at all, if you rely upon the fact that the community can weigh in on various subjects every Friday at 11 o'clock. Dude, just take a moment. This is the last Friday of the drive. We're hearing what you're saying. Our drives are too often and too long. We cut this drive to 2 weeks, which is why it's more critical than ever that each show hit its goal. So please, if you're out there and you're listening, we would appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes. So that's 202-588-9739. 39 or 1-800-222-9739 or a Cash App at $WPFWFM. You can also go to our website, WPFWFM.org, and hit that bright red donate button.
And you know, Chip, it's one thing about this show and about this station is that we encourage dialogue with our listeners. We encourage dialogue because we want to hear from you about what role you want WPFW to play in this ongoing saga. Okay, you know, we have a role to play too.
That's right.
And, I mean, it's important that our listeners, you know, approve of that role, you know, understand that role. So
and support
once again, yeah,
and support that role.
Support that role, exactly. Whatever that role will be, you know, support it so that we can keep these freedom of the airwaves intact. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, the first thing they go after, you know, an authoritarian regime is
the silence. Media. That's right. Silence the people that are telling you the truth. So,
and, you know, they usually go after radio stations. Because, you know, that's the least expensive medium,
right?
You know, in small countries and large.
And radio's a little bit more intimate too. So people, I think, take it to heart. That's why I consider becoming a sustainer. You know, $12 bucks a month. You know, skip a couple of those coffee drinks and just put your money where we allow your mouth to be, because that's what we do. Is we give you a voice.
Proud to do it. Proud to do it. All right. The number to call to make that pledge is 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. Go ahead, Miyuki.
I was just doing it in harmony with you. WPFWFM.org or Cash App $WPFWFM or text WPFWFM to 801-801. Thank you too to the caller who said that he's not able to make a pledge today at this drive, but that he wanted to call to make sure that we knew. He wanted to be our alert person to let us know. So again, you can give in any way that you can and contribute to make sure that this ship keeps sailing. However you could do it, please do it. Again, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and thank you so much for carrying on through these trying challenges. We really appreciate it, and I know that next week's show will be another stellar show of community watch and comment.
Yeah. So I should go finish my shower, I guess, is what I'll do.
Good idea.
Please. Please.
I don't have an echo. I don't have an echo because I'm in the shower. I just turned the water off and came online.
Please.
202. All right.